from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The UN Security Council unanimously endorsing a roadmap for peace in Syria after a day-long Friday meeting of the International Syria Support Group in New York. That story now from VOA's Margaret Bashir.
It was a busy day of diplomacy with ministers from nearly 20 countries meeting to discuss key elements for implementing a nationwide ceasefire in Syria and bringing the warring parties to the negotiating table by early next year. Efforts then moved to the UN Security Council, where nations spoke in a unified voice on the political situation for the first time since the crisis began in 2011. The United Nations envoy for Syria welcomed the international unity, but warned the peace process will not be easy.
So it's going to be uphill, it's going to be complicated, but it's becoming possible.
A major sticking point is the future of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia and Iran continue to publicly support him, while many Western and Arab nations say he must go. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
President Obama on Friday outlined his plans for his final year in office during a news conference. He said including the need for the U.S. to remain vigilant high on his agenda in pursuing the Islamic State militants. After that, he traveled to San Bernardino, California, where a radicalized Muslim couple killed 14 people, wounded 22 others. Mr. Obama met with survivors of the victims. The head of Rwanda's Electoral Commission says results so far from a referendum vote show Rwandans favoring changing their constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to run for office three more times. Current law requires President Kagame to step down at the end of 2017. This is VOA News. The International Organization for Migration says the number of refugees and migrants arriving in Europe this year is expected to be 1 million. IOM spokesperson says 4,300 people arrived from the Turkish coast to Greek islands nearby on Wednesday, and that the organization estimates the million mark will be reached by Tuesday. IOM says daily arrivals continue in the thousands despite colder temperatures and dangerous sea conditions. During a surprise trip to Afghanistan on Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said the Afghan war is far from over. That story from Ayaz Gul in Islamabad.
Secretary of Defense Ash Carter says the U.S. military possesses information that suggests that Islamic State is seeking an opportunity to establish bases in the Afghan province of Nangarhar. He was speaking to reporters at the U.S. operating base Fanti in Jalalabad, the provincial capital.
We are seeing little nests of ISIL spring up around the world, including here in Afghanistan. But I will say that is a threat that we track very closely. It's one we're determined to defeat.
Pro-IS extremists are said to have established roots in remote districts of Nangarhar and neighboring Kunar province and have recently carried out attacks against Afghan security forces. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A rural school district in the U.S. state of Virginia closed on Friday after a school lesson linked to the Muslim faith created a firestorm of controversy. An Arabic calligraphy lesson that involved writing a Muslim statement of faith created a barrage of angry emails and postings on social media. School officials say they were concerned about the tone of the comments, so the schools were closed as a precaution. This man lives in the school district.
Well, if they don't want to allow us to preach about God and have prayer in our schools, I don't see why they should be trying to promote another Islamic religion.
School officials say the aim of the lesson was to show the complexity of Arab calligraphy and not to promote any religious system. Some parents have demanded that the teacher in that lesson be fired, but others, some 2,000 other people, showing their support for the teacher on social media. And Cuban President Raul Castro urging the U.S. government to stop radio and TV broadcasts to Cuba that it considers harmful. He's talking about Radio Martí and TV Martí, which are part of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees the parent organization of the Voice of America. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.